This is the Great Shalom Broadcast. Happy 4th of July, blessed Independence Day. Today, we'll be talking with Miss Cassie Doolin from Patriot Academy. And so be sure all your friends are awake and listening. We'll talk about leadership and citizenship, and you'll want to hear what this young person has to say as she has learned leadership and citizenship. Quick announcements while you're doing that. In July, we are collecting money for a children's work in St. Petersburg under the supervision of Brother Tommy Williams in Fort Worth, who is well known to some of our friends here in Austin. So he comes regularly to Austin. And we thank you for your faithfulness in giving to this broadcast as well. We are at a critical juncture in our own funding, and we appreciate all your prayers, your support, both financially and otherwise. Our address is P.O. Box 971, and I've been saying Austin. It's actually Cedar Park, and the zip 78630. And next week we will resume our series on how to contend for your children, how to pray, stand, and so forth when there is a problem. So happy 4th of July to you. Cassie, are you there?
I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, today is Independence Day, and we will be taking call-ins if you have a quick question. If you'd like to make a longer comment, we invite you to get on our website at www.greatshalom.org and write in your comments. You just find the little blue word that says comments. You click that, and you'll have a box to type. So Cassie Doolin is from Patriot Academy. She's a young person, resident of Dallas-Fort Worth area, and graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Communication spring 2007. So, Cassie, which college did you come from?
I tested out for about half of my hours, and then I finished up my degree at North Tennessee Bible.
North Tennessee Bible. And then you came to Patriot Academy, which is here in our metro area, and you are an alumna, and then you went on to some pretty interesting work immediately, got into a presidential campaign, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And I understand currently you're creative director of Master Plan Ministries, nonprofit in Dallas. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, and a member of Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas, so a shout out to all you folks at Gateway. So tell us a little bit about Patriot Academy. What is that?
Yes, ma'am. Patriot Academy is a political training program for students ages 16 to 25. It's held each summer right there in Austin at the Texas State Capitol, and it is a program where students come from around the nation to learn about the basics of our system of government, but from a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. They go through, together the students form a mock legislative body and live out exactly where our legislators live in a very condensed version, but pretty much the same process that our legislators live while they're there at the Texas State Capitol. They experience the full process as they write their own bills. They present them in student-led committee meetings. They debate each other. We actually use the actual floor of the Texas State House of Representatives to present our bills to each other and debate them. There's strategizing. There's campaigning. You can campaign for office to serve as the governor, the lieutenant governor, or the Speaker of the House. And your bill, if it gets all the way through the House and the Senate, it goes to the governor to be signed into law. So the students are able to really get a hands-on, inside look at how the legislative process works. And the really great thing is, it's all from a biblical worldview. Not only do we go through the practical aspects of how does a bill become a law, we go through the moral implications of government. What is the basis of our system of government? Why was America created the way it was? And as you know, we were founded as a Christian nation. That is the basis of the way we were founded and where we began. So exciting to be celebrating that today on July 4th, but we go through the basics and the principles of conservative government. So it's a really great program, and it is for students ages 16 to 25 from all across the nation.
Mm-hmm. You've said an awful lot there. First off, I want to say that this is a program that is respected across the nation, one of the premier training programs of leadership in citizenship and the process of government, and students are coming from all over the nation to participate, and it's right here in Austin. Isn't that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And I also want to put in a plug that one of the founders, or maybe the founder, was Rick Green, who is well known around this station because he now does our drive time, but was once a Texas legislator. So shout out to Rick Green and all his fans. And he might get your blood boiling. He certainly will have you call in. And, of course, we're not a political show so much as a show about how to rear and teach children. But we salute all those who work in that area. And certainly this Patriot Academy is training our young people. So what was it like for you? Why did you join and start learning at Patriot Academy?
Sure. Well, growing up, my family was always very strong on family values and conservative Christian principles especially. I grew up in a wonderful Christian home, and was always a strong emphasis on serving God in whatever area that you are called. But I never really felt a call to government, mostly because I just didn't really understand it. It just seemed so huge, and there was so much, such a legal structure that you had to get to if you want to be involved. And I thought, okay, I don't want to be a candidate, so I don't really think there's a place for me in government. I'll just get involved in other ways. But I found out in Patriot Academy. I graduated in the spring of 2007 from college and quickly found out about this program called Patriot Academy through an organization called Wall Builders with David Barton. They sent out an email blast and just told about the program and how it was great for not only political training but leadership training, learning about character, developing your worldview, and getting just the basics on the system of government. And I thought, well, I want to be a good citizen. I want to be able to help if there's ever a dire need, so I'll go and just see what I can learn. And quickly, through such a hands-on, practical time there at the Capitol, seeing what really goes on behind the doors, and not just walking through the process myself, but speaking to people who were involved in the process. A lot of our staff, as Mr. Rick Green, who's our founder, he's a former state legislator at the Texas State Capitol in the Texas Legislature. He served for several years there. And a lot of our other staff has served in different ways. And through hearing their stories of how they're making a difference, I was able to see that, you know what, we all have a call to serve in our government. That call may just be to pray for our leaders. It may just be to lobby for an issue that we really care about, to raise awareness. But we all have a call, and that may be even more involvement. And for me, after attending Patriot Academy, I knew that God was calling me to get more involved. I felt like I was ready, that I had been equipped with enough of an understanding to have an idea of what I wanted to see happen. So started praying about it and ended up joining the presidential campaign of Governor Mike Huckabee and served as the assistant to his press secretary for several months.
Mm-hmm. Governor Huckabee was governor of Arkansas and provided some refreshing sincerity and a new face, some new words in the presidential campaign. Most of our listeners will remember. And so that was quite a step from college to being the assistant to the press secretary of a presidential campaign. So what was that like?
It was an amazing experience. I started at pretty much actually when I went, it was right before the Iowa caucuses. There was a lot of excitement, a lot of political interest. So my sister and I, actually my sister is a couple of years older than me. We attended Patriot Academy together. Both had no political interest, but after attending, we're just so excited and wanted to get involved. So together we moved up to Iowa, served there in the front offices for 6 weeks doing that. And then once he won the Iowa caucuses, we were placed in new positions. And it was an amazing experience, one that I would not trade. So amazing to work from the inside and see the level of sacrifice and service that goes on for people who truly do care about our country and the people who are willing to volunteer. The reason that the Iowa caucuses were such an amazing experience was just because the everyday people who said, you know what, we care about America, we care about where our country's headed, and we want to get involved, we want to make a difference. There was so much sacrifice being made, but the result was completely worth it, as people were willing to put aside their own interests to look out for the greater good and to serve and work for really great candidates.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful thought, to put aside one's own interest to work for the greater good. In fact, I think that's what Paul said about Timothy, one of the highest compliments that was paid in Scripture. And I think we often don't think about serving in government as a vocation. But in fact, who was it? Calvin, Luther, somebody said, no, you should send your best young men into government and not necessarily into the ministry. But I think we have forgotten that. Often we think politics is a dirty word and we will do anything but that. But rather, we're commanded to pray for leaders. And even in those days, they were the emperor, the Roman emperor. But today, how much more, since we are citizens and elect our officials?
Yes, ma'am. And I think that's one thing that Patriot Academy still helped me realize is that government is not just a job. It's not just another field like, oh, I'm going to go into graphic design or construction. Oh, I think I'll go into politics. It really is a calling, and it can be a calling by the Lord and just as much of a ministry as serving as a pastor of a church or as a missionary, because America is an amazing nation. I truly believe it is the best nation in the world because we were founded on godly principles, and we are so committed to preserving our individual liberties so that we can be free to worship God in whatever way we choose. But if we want to maintain that freedom, as Ronald Reagan said, freedom is not passed on in the bloodstream. Each generation is called to defend it and fight for it, and that's the only way it will be preserved. And in that same way, we have to have people who not only care about conservative principles, but who are men and women of God who are committed to serving God first, that they know what their principles are and their convictions, and they're not willing to give that up, but they will stand firm and fight for that. And it's only through that that we'll be able to preserve the legacy of freedom and a godly heritage that we have been entrusted with as this next generation.
Right. We do want freedom of religion. We do want peacefulness to bring up our children, and we do want a reasonable economy so that we can continue to live and raise up our children. And from people from all different perspectives, I think, would agree in this. And so often we lose ourselves in the spin and the controversies. And controversies are necessary if we understand Montesquieu and how our government was set up. But we should not lose sight for the necessity for all of us to work together for the common good. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
Good. Well, let's take a break now to thank our sponsors. And first off, once again, I want to thank Mr. Mike Pattison and Gary and all the other gentlemen down at 2-Day Auto Body. They truly do a great job on cars. They're really a beautiful shine, both domestic and foreign. That's where I take my Buick when it's crunched. And Mr. Pattison has a history of investing in the kingdom of God and in children. And so we thank him for what he has done and what he is doing, to mention for this broadcast. So go down and see Mike at 2-Day Auto Body, 1143 Airport. When I have to get there from something like Westlake, I cut across on 7th and go south on Airport. 2-Day Auto Body, 1143 Airport. And this morning we wish to welcome Strickland School, who is also now partnering with us. They have offered quality education since 1961. It's a Christian school, non-denominational, and specializing in advanced phonics and math. So call Doug Rigdon. He was on our broadcast back in March talking about their reading program in particular and their attention to character development. They have some openings for four-year-olds and kindergartners. They're down at in the south of town, 7415 Manshack. For those of you who are new in town, that's written out Manshaka. 7415 Manshack. 447-1447. So call Strickland School, 447-1447.
Educators, reduce conflict on your staff, clear up business problems, and motivate your staff. Sharon Sarles will show you how. Yes, and recognized clock hours are available for early childhood and private school educators in Texas. For more information, go to www.orgstrat.net. That's orgstrat.net. Training educators since 1990 and consulting since 1998.
Homeschoolers now have confident one-stop shopping with professional advice from an experienced Christian homeschooler. Just log on to faithfamilylearning.org for a recommended selection of curricula, books, educational equipment, supplements, and resource links. Shop the nation while still supervising the children. Just go to faithfamilylearning.org. That's faithfamilylearning.org.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory. Celebrate the victory.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast. We're wishing you a happy 4th of July and next week. And so once again, we welcome Miss Cassie Doolin from Patriot Academy. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Well, thank you so much for coming. And we don't want to forget to talk about how to connect with Patriot Academy. Our time runs away from us so quickly. But first, let's talk about how this training in citizenship, or even training to how to serve in government, how does that connect with your Christianity, with your commitment to Christ?
You know, that's such a great question. And I would say that a lot of the characteristics that make someone a great citizen are a lot of the tenets that are put forth in the basic doctrine of Christianity, of doing good to others, and to doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. Even I think about in Galatians, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, it says, there is no law. These are the things that it's the fruit of the Spirit, and building great character and being willing to be a statesman. These are all things that we're called to do as Christians, and even to honor and serve God. The greatest, of course, commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And it said that on these two laws hang all the law and the prophets. Those are the basic laws of Christianity, and they go so perfectly in the effort of being a good citizen, of one who has character and one who is willing to put others first. That's not just looking out for himself and wanting to do what's best for him, but wants to do what's best for the common good and for America, especially when following the guidelines of Christianity. That's how good laws are made, and how our founding fathers laid a lot of the foundation for our country and our laws.
There's no question but what the Judeo-Christian heritage was foremost in their mind and in their discussions and how they comported themselves. And I like what you say about esteeming others and taking care of others. And on the other hand, there's also the guidelines, the principles that any society may not pass through. And we think of particularly the Ten Commandments. There have to be rules for wider society so that we can proceed in peaceful and helpful way, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
And so tell me how this worked for you. As you went through Patriot Academy, you probably weren't considering a career in government, but you joined. And how did this encourage you, provoke you to good works, or encourage you in your commitment to the Lord?
It absolutely did. One of the great things about Patriot Academy is the leadership of Patriot Academy. As I've said, our founder, Rick Green, was a former state legislator. And just want to tell people real quick, if they'd like to learn more about our history or our program, please feel free to visit www.patriotacademy.com, where you can find out more about all of this. But our founder, Rick Green, was a part of the Texas state legislature, strong Christian man with a wonderful family, and really felt a need to raise up a new generation. He saw how things were going and that it was very difficult to influence people who were already involved. So he said, what if we started a program that would get students while they're young, give them a solid biblical foundation, not just on the legislative side of things and the practical side of things, but on the philosophical side of things? Not only at Patriot Academy do you work through a legislative process, you're also discussing so many of today's current issues. We have workshops on issues that a lot of students have questions about. They're thorny issues where they're not really sure what is a biblical perspective. We'll go through marriage issues, through pro-life issues, First Amendment rights, stem cell research, church and state relations, pretty much you name it, and we're going to cover it at Patriot. And a lot of what they'll do, they'll have leaders from the conservative Christian movement come in and speak. last year we had the co-chair of the Texas Right to Life Commission come in, and she said, okay, here is kind of where things are with the pro-life movement. Here is what we're doing. Here's why we're doing it. Here's how you can get involved and be effective. Even if you don't feel called to run for office, there's so much that you can do. We need people who are willing to stand up and get involved and lead the change.
Mm-hmm. And the website is on ours, so people can click through if they're used to going to www.greatshalom.org. They can click through to Patriot Academy. So you've got students, they have to be 16 to join the academy. Is it only for students who are really the best and the brightest, who have leadership in their blood? Is that who should apply?
We are really, it is open to any student who's interested in applying, who really, it's not necessarily the strongest leaders who have to apply. We love that, and leadership is highly encouraged. But leadership is also something that is not just an inherent quality, but it is something where you can receive training and strengthening as a student and as a citizen, and that's part of what we do at Patriot Academy. It's a political training program. It's also a statesmanship training program and a leadership training program. And it's amazing to see some of our students who come in at the beginning of the week, and they're quiet. You can just tell they're a little bit quieter. They're not really sure. And by the end of the week, they are standing up at the dais, strongly advocating a bill that they feel passionately about. So we welcome all students to ages 16 to 25, and to apply for Patriot Academy, you can go online to our website and look under the apply section. Our space is limited. We've been filling up very, very quickly, but we welcome all students who are interested in applying and learning more about us.
Great. Now, what about homeschoolers? Do they come, and is this credit for their citizenship requirements?
Yes, ma'am. We welcome homeschooling students. We actually have quite a few coming this year. A lot of students also who are involved in an organization called NCFCA, which is a Christian speech and debate program. We'll have several students coming from there this year, and it is very, very open. And the credit issue is really just up to the teacher. We frequently have parents come in and sit through the program with their students to see what the students are learning. If you're in the Austin area, please contact us. We'd love to have you stop by and kind of just get an idea of what the program is about. And you can do that, again, through our website. But parents are welcome to come sit in on classes, see what the students are learning, and give credit as necessary. It is an awesome, awesome training program for that. I would say that I learned more at 1 week at Patriot Academy than I did an entire semester of college-level government classes. It's a very, very thorough understanding of how the political process works.
Wow. Well, it's wonderful that it's both hands-on, practical, and philosophically based. You know, that's something that's hard to arrive at. So it's 5 days, and when is that?
Yes, ma'am. It's August 3rd through 8th. And it is in Austin at the Texas State Capitol, and students are housed at the DoubleTree Suites. Those in Austin are probably familiar with where that is. But it's just right across the street from the Capitol building, and we start in the morning at about 7:30. We have breakfast and devotions, and then we head over across the street to the Capitol, and we're there till about 10 at night. Come back, do more devotionals, and go to bed. So it's a packed schedule, but it is a lot of fun. You build some great relationships as a young person with like-minded, exceptional young people who are learning and going through the same process as you. So it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the students at some conventions, and they do look like they are ready for action and a great crowd to run with. Do you think this might help a student who was shy or lacked self-esteem?
Definitely. One thing that we do at Patriot Academy, in between all of the legislative side of things, is we have really great workshops, and we'll discuss a lot of issues that are very relevant to today's current event. But we also have public speaking workshops and personal interrelation building workshops where we learn about how to build rapport, how to present yourself well, how can I take an issue and speak for it in a way that's both persuasive and forceful, but also it's not going to offend people or turn them off. There's a lot of emphasis on good communication skills, good leadership skills. So for students, even if they are a little bit more shy, it's a really great opportunity and a great avenue for them to kind of get out and see, okay, what am I really capable of? And as I've said, we've had some students who come in at the beginning of the week, and they really are the quieter, shyer students who say, yeah, I'll just stay in the back for now. And by the end of the week, just through the confidence that they've developed and being able to take it step by step, the first day, maybe they're sitting in the back, and the second day, they're in the middle, and then the third day in the front row, and then by the end, they're up at the front, and they're getting in on the debate and speaking about things that they really care about. So it's really great for that.
Right. I see that in my classes, too. Controversy will get people involved. So thank you very much, Ms. Doolin and Patriot Academy, for example and encouragement, not only in citizenship, but also in Christian leadership. So let's pray. Lord God, Father, we praise you for the liberty that we have found in you. We praise you for the many gifts of prosperity and providence. We thank you for both the ease and the challenge that you have given to us in our nation. Help us remember that privilege comes with responsibility. And we lift up to you our nation's leaders from President Obama, those in Congress, the governor of this state, and those in our legislature, our city officials, our law enforcement officials, and even down to the officers of our clubs, even in our elementary schools. Lord, help us all that we might be impelled toward your righteousness and your mercy. Deliver us from self-righteousness and toward earnest prayer and right relationships. And may your kingdom come in this earth, and may all our choices this day and every day lean evermore toward your way. We thank you that it is a good way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I encourage you also to worship with your giving, not only in church, but also with this broadcast. We are at a critical juncture. We're behind on our airtime, and yet we have invitations to expand. So we need several hundred dollars now this week in order to stay on the air. I truly believe that this is my vocation. God told me to do this, to preach his goodness on the radio, and that God said he would fund this. So if you want to be part of what God is doing, please please do so. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, 78630. And I do believe, because I've tested the Lord in this, that he will bless you for it. And earnestly pray that God blesses all my partners, whoever is partnering, both in prayer and in financial support. Our offer this month is a mini book, How to Pray for Your Children to Be Saved. If you just email us, we will email you a copy. And we thank Miss Sherry Bassett for her graphic arts to make this little book pretty. And we have a full paperback, God Wants You to Be Healed. God Wants You Healed, available on our website. It's a quick read, but I think you'll go back and back and back to it when you need encouragement about what God's will is. So you can just go to our website, www.greatshalom.org. Thank you very much, Ms. Doolin and Patriot Academy, and we invite all our listeners back for How to Contend for Your Children next week. And this is Sharon Sorrell saying, God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sorrells. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org. Join Sharon Sorrells again next Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. for the Great Shalom broadcast here on The Word, 99.3 and 98.5.